This is GQDN for Tuesday, December the 6th, 2022. In today's news, we talk some Xbox, some PlayStation, and some Twitch. Ooh. But today we start with an article from BG247.com. And they were talking about what we talked about there yesterday. Games will be priced at $70 on Xbox starting next year. Well, some of the veteran players were complaining. And they were saying that, well, these games were priced like that in their day. The days of picking a game off the shelf and all this and that are over. In fact, some of them were calling these developers lazy. Now, I didn't see any quotes to go along with this. More like they're too short to say here. But there were some people saying that why should they pay so much for games on day one or an Xbox Game Pass? So something like this would be just a near downfall? We shall see. We shall see. And speaking of games, IGN did say that upon Cyberpunk's 2077 launch, CD Projekt Red did decide that they shouldn't launch multiplayer mode because of the launch itself. In fact, Philip Weber did say in an interview with Eurogamer, quote, "We really needed to look at what the priorities for Cyberpunk after it launched. The priority was that the main experience will run for the people in a really good state. And essentially, the switch of priorities meant that the other R&D projects had to go away. With Cyberpunk, we wanted to do many things at the same time. And we just needed to really focus and say, okay, what's the most important part? Yeah, we'll make that part really good. So, if that part was really good, then maybe some other parts had some problems themselves." Well, there's a further quote that says, the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One versions are simply not an acceptable state. And it makes me sad to think that so many people are having their first Cyberpunk 2077 experience ruined this way. Because when it works, it's a fantastic RPG. So they knew it didn't work on some of the consoles, the older ones. Yet they pushed it anyway. Interesting. But here's another little thing that's interesting. And that is, from SVG.com, Twitch has another competitor. In fact, Trainwreck is over there. But what's there? It's called Kick. And I looked over there, and I happened to see Asmongold over there. So maybe he's playing around with Kick as well. So we'll keep an eye on this new streaming platform, definitely. Twitch right now would still be number one. Facebook is still there as well as YouTube is. But still, how will Kick do? Very curious. One, I don't know if he's streaming or not, but once again from SVG, Dr. Disrespect has made an announcement on whether or not he's going to be on the Game Awards. And he said no. Essentially, that's not a surprise. Because those that are going to have a game available, and we know that he was going to have a game, but if it's not ready, then it's not ready to display. So, hey, it's fine as it is, and he'll ship it when he ships it. But he did rule out debuting at the Game Awards, even to present an award. Or present an award, so that's probably more the thing that he's thinking about. Now, another thing that happened from rockpapershotgun.com is that the QA workers from ZeniMax are also unionizing. So this is a Bethesda, or former Bethesda studio. And the QA workers from that studio did indeed unionize. In fact, this is their tweet from yesterday from at ZeniMax workers. QA workers at ZeniMax are extremely passionate about our work and the games we make. Having a seat at the table will ensure that we receive fair compensation for the work that we do. A union on the job will protect us and make sure our passion isn't taken for granted. We hope to secure the following with our union: fair treatment for all individuals, wages commensurate with the value we provide. That's a $5 word. Opportunities for advancement within the company, accountability and transparency, a voice in decision-making around scheduling, workload, and more. Now, the vote will take place in about 4 weeks, so we'll see that beginning of next year. So, if successful, it will be the first union within Microsoft. That is something to think about right there. But that is indeed that. So we shall see if that goes through or not. Now we go to Kotaku.com and we find out that an artist went to Fortnite, or Fortnite actually went to this artist, offered $3,000, and the artist said, ha ha ha. At J Dibble, that's at J-D-E-B-B-I-E-L, did say on Twitter, I think it's hilarious that Fortnite, which earned $6 billion in revenue in 2021, and asked me to do an entire illustration with all copyright for $3,000. In fact, he replied to himself. And they saw the article, or basically he tweeted an article from Fortnite. And this is the quote. Hi, thanks for responding so quickly. Okay, so with the budget given, it doesn't feel ethical to take this project, the time it would take for a WFH assignment from the such high earning game where I can't even sell prints, would barely leave me with a living wage. That being said, taking this assignment doesn't sit well with me, and I hope the legal team will reconsider the contract and or budget for the well-being of their freelance artists. Thank you for so much thinking of me, Deb. Interesting. Let's end on a good note, or on a couple good notes, starting with PlayStationLifestyle.net, and PlayStation 5 is having a sale. 'Tis the time for sales, everybody. Amazon has consoles for $400. That's the digital console. The disc console is $500 at Amazon. That's the base console. Now, the digital God of War Ragnarok bundle at Amazon is $460. The disc version of the same bundle at Amazon is $560. It's the same price at Best Buy. Now, the Forbidden West bundle is at $450 at Amazon, and the disc version of the same bundle is $550 at Amazon. So pay attention. It's only one place here, but do your shopping. Now, as far as what the games go, keep in mind, these are discs only. These are discs only. Among Us, the Imposter Edition, $38. Dying Light 2, for $30 at Amazon and $30 at Best Buy. F1 2022, $30 at Amazon. FIFA 23, $35 at Best Buy. Madden NFL 23, $35 at Best Buy. NBA 2K23, $35 at Best Buy. Now, for the best controllers for the sales and deals, Best Buy is selling them, the new DualSense controllers, at $70. Amazon apparently is sold out, so pay attention to both sites, please. Now, they also have the open box controllers for $48. GameStop has also the pre-owned controllers starting at $45. So pay attention, people. Another thing you're going to have to pay attention to, and this is for all the Xbox people, because the official Xbox site, news.xbox.com, did say that the ID at Xbox Winter Game Demo event has 22 games to it. So, Arrow 2, Dad's Monster House, Dead Pets Unleashed, King of the Hat, Let's Cook Together, Tiny Fusion are all in the 22 games. Recall is there, Rhythm Spout, and Wave Break. Not big games in there, but a lot of small stuff, and certainly stuff that could keep you busy for quite a long time. Well, a lot of them are demos, because there's just a lot of stuff in there. So yeah, go check all of that out. And you can go check us out at thedawnforge.com, at thegroupquest.com. I'm at Joe Brums, and the show is at Group Quest. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news and one day closer to the Game Awards. So go play some games, people.